Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It is time again to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. So we welcome Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
It's always good to talk with you. So it must have been a real task for everyone within the Finger Lakes Health system over these last few months to rethink and reconfigure a lot of the things that you do to accommodate COVID-19.
It has. Without question, one of the good news pieces is, as a health system, we always have emergency management plans in place that we're regularly practicing for any kind of infectious disease, as well as we do these drills. So that was a help, but nonetheless, there were still some of those until you're actually literally doing it on a daily basis. You're always looking and finding new ways to be more efficient. So everything from our preoperative screening that we're going to talk a little bit about today with Christy, our guest, as well as other things had to really be thought sort of end-to-end process thinking, and some of it was we would try it and we would make some tweaks to make sure it was more convenient for our patients, obviously with the priority being safety.
Any other news or notes within the system before we meet our guest?
Certainly good news that people, if you're a runner out there, go on to the Cubby Chase our website there, because you can also now sign up for an additional virtual run, One New York, and we're very excited to be able to get groups of people doing sort of virtual, their own running where you would set your own goal, and it's a fantastic way to support our child care center and our playground, as always.
Oh, that's terrific news. I've seen some people who have golf fundraisers, for example, are doing that model where you, you pick your own tee time. So one of the things that COVID has done is created some flexibility, I guess, in the way we do things.
Absolutely. I think we've all had to sort of get creative and also find just new ways to connect with people. So we're fortunate that technology really supports this way to stay connected now.
Now, I apologize for not remembering. Is our guest here for the first time?
I believe so.
Christy, I thought so.
I believe we've never had her. So I thought you were going to say that all of the effort that we must have put into getting you a guest you hadn't met, but.
Well, I appreciate that as always. So, let's introduce our new first-timer.
Absolutely. We're so happy to have Christy Hughes with us today. And Christy Hughes is the manager of the Finger Lakes Surgery Center, which is also, some people might call it an ambulatory surgery center. It really is for those same-day surgeries. And it is up on Preemption Road. And many people see it because it has a little green, a harpel up in the peak of the building. It's a spot where we have a whole host of surgeries that we do there. And what's interesting about it is for the majority, I would say, of our surgeries, where they're going to be a 90-minute or less procedure, so they're sort of our shorter procedures. And if the door-to-door time can be kind of within that 3 hours, by the time we get you pre-registered, get you to come in, and we know that you're likely going to be discharged. So a lot of the things that take place there are multiple specialties. A big portion of our GI procedures, so endoscopy and colonoscopies, a lot of GI procedures there, as well as podiatry, ENT, otolaryngology, ophthalmology, orthopedics, general surgery. So various specialties take place, but we'll talk with Christy a little bit about how things work at the surgery center, what we've done to prepare for these. A lot of them tend to be elective surgeries that are done there that are pre-planned and can be done very efficiently in and out. So with that, I look forward to hearing as well from Christy how things have gone with our reopening. I've actually been a patient up there since we've reopened, so I can attest from the patient end it went very smoothly. And of course, because they do so many GI procedures, we'd be remiss to not talk about, for example, Chadwick Boseman and the with the recent death of the actor who was so well known for Black Panther. To talk about how at age 45 people really need to be getting the screening. I know it's things people don't like to talk about as much, but I hope we're starting to get over that barrier from Katie Couric on forward. We need people to be getting out and getting these kinds of screening procedures, and there's nowhere better to do it and have better confidence than at the surgery center. So with that, I'd love to introduce Christy, whose background is in nursing and at the surgery center. She'll tell us a little bit more.
All right, Christy, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Hi, thank you.
I always like to get to meet our new guests, so just tell us a little bit about you and where you're from, your path into medicine, and what led you to Finger Lakes Health.
Okay. I started as a registered nurse in liver, kidney, and kidney transplant down at the University of Rochester, and also worked in their recovery room. Spent about 10 years there. From there, I went and took a different path. I had gotten a master's degree in more of the business side of nursing and worked at St. Anne's Home in Rochester, which I managed the getting patients into the rehab department and into long-term care and hospice at that point. Eventually moved down to South Carolina, and I ran a surgery center down there, and ultimately decided Rochester and upstate New York is really my home and the most beautiful place in the world to live and work, so came back here and have been at the surgery center for the last 2+ years.
So before we talk about the surgery center itself and all the many services that you can offer on a same-day basis, Laura mentioned it, so let's talk about the importance of these routine screenings that can catch problems before they become potentially lethal.
Oh, it is so incredibly important for people to understand that any kind of screening that is available is something that we should take advantage of and should encourage our families and friends to take advantage of as well. It's so much easier to manage any kind of anything negative that might be going on in your body if we get it ahead of time. So we have three GI doctors that work here full-time, and then we have a general surgeon, Dr. Collins, that is here a couple of times a month. But we do probably, on most days, 23 screenings a day. Between two of the doctors, when we have three physicians here, it can be up to about 30, 32 screenings. So we do, it's the bulk of what we do here. Again, I can't say enough about getting these pre-screenings done. Once someone has gone through it, they realize that it really is not as bad as you think it's going to be. We do the screenings with conscious sedation, which is that twilight, but we also do it with propofol, which is wonderful. It's kind of a new way of managing, having the person go to sleep. And we started that in January of this year. And the great thing about that is that there's less effect from the medication, meaning that when we turn off the medication, the patient wakes up much quicker and with less side effects. So we're usually able to get that person who's had a colonoscopy or an upper GI out the door in 30 minutes versus with, the twilight, which takes a little bit longer to wake up from.
So let's talk about
this. A super shout out to the anesthesiology team up there as well. So we certainly talk about all these specialists a lot, and no one ever leaves out how critical it is to have such an incredibly talented anesthesia team. And as what Christy's talking about, that's a big part of what people think about when they think about their recovery as well.
So let's talk about this Finger Lakes Surgery Center, 16,400 square feet, and it was built specifically to take advantage of the advances in surgery that make same-day in-and-out surgery possible. So it was designed from the ground up to take advantage of the advances that you've made.
Yep, that's correct.
What?
So we do... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, what has made these big advances in surgery possible? Why? How are we able to get people in and out and back home in a couple of hours for procedures that used to require hospital stays?
I think a lot of it is just a process change of looking how we do things, and then advancements in equipment and advancements in the training that physicians have. And again, most of that comes with different types of equipment that we can use that where you don't necessarily have to open a patient up to do the surgery. We can do things laparoscopic. You can do things with scopes. So it's less invasive. I mean, it's still an invasive procedure, obviously, but the recovery time that you have immediately after, and then also things like post-op bleeding are minimized because of the way that we're doing things.
And one of the things we've talked about a lot in our Finger Lakes Health conversations is the real patient focus on service and family focus for visitors and things at Geneva General. So talk about the patient-centered process from the time someone comes in. I mean, they're made to feel at home, and it's an as non-threatening an atmosphere as possible.
Oh, absolutely. We call the patients one to three days ahead of time to let them know when they should expect to come in for their procedure. And especially with COVID, things have changed a lot. And I initially anticipated with the changes that we were going to have to put in place that patients would feel a little less patient-centered and more focused on, you know, not progressing COVID. And it really has been the opposite. We get patient satisfaction surveys. We send one out with the patient after they leave, and we actually have a really good return on them. And a lot of what the patients have been saying is that they feel very comfortable and feel very safe and cared for because we are so cautious, and also because of the staff that we have. So the staff that work here, a lot of them are from this area. We have a small group that works here because it's a smaller community hospital that serves the residents that live right in this area. And I think the patients can clearly see the close relationship that there is between the physicians and the nurses and the other clinical staff, and that does bring a lot of calm. So when the patients do, we give them a call a couple of days beforehand to let them know when to come in. As they're coming in, you know, we have someone at the front door at this point in time that does spend a minute or two with them, talking with them. And I think that that immediately makes them feel welcomed and at home. That person will actually, our door person will actually bring them right to the receptionist. And then from there, we have a nurse that comes right out. The patient, the majority of the time, doesn't even have a chance to sit down, comes right out, so they're consistently greeted. A lot of times the nurses are one-to-one or one-to-two with the patient, so there really is a lot of focus on just the person that's in front of you or maybe two people. The physicians here do like to speak with their patients before the surgery, and they also come out and speak with them after. We do discharge instructions in pre-op, so that if the patient does have questions, we're not answering them or they're not asking them at a time after they've had some kind of anesthetic where they likely are not going to remember it. And then we call them the next day to see how things went. And it really makes a huge difference to have all those points where you're touching the patient and having a conversation with them.
As a manager, what are you looking at in terms of, are we doing a good job? How can we get better? What sort of measures or benchmarks do you look at?
There's a whole lot of things that we look at. We do a lot of audits. We do patient satisfaction audits. That is a huge point we look to see, you know, do these patients, are they going to recommend the services that we provide to the people that are in their lives? We also take into account any of the information that they give us on the surveys. But again, each one of our nurses does have a conversation with these patients the next day, see how things went. And if there's any areas of concern, then we dive in a little bit deeper to see, you know, what went wrong. And if there's areas that we've done very well in, then we document those and we share them with the staff. Additionally, we look at, there's multiple audits that any kind of healthcare system is going to do where you're monitoring to make sure that people are washing their hands, or you're monitoring, you know, the different regulations that we need to make sure that we're following. But I think the other strong points is to be rounding on staff, making sure that they're feeling cared about as well and that they're liking what they're doing. So I think having a collaboration between management and staff and physicians and our anesthesia staff to see how they think things are going. We look at efficiency, how quickly we can turn a room over, meaning that we roll the patient out to the recovery room and then we completely clean that room and get it prepared for the next patient.
All right. Christy, I have to jump in here because we're out of time for this segment. If you go to flhealth.org, you can search under services, and you'll find a page devoted to the Finger Lakes Surgery Center. Thanks for being with us. Welcome. And
thank
I know
you.
We'll talk again. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And Laura, thank you as always. Uh-oh, did Laura disappear?
Thanks, Christy. Thanks, Ted.
There we go.